Round three, bingo, tonight as the President Barack Obama and former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney square off in their final debate. Rachel Smulkins, the White House editor for Politico, and joins us this morning. Rachel, are we expecting this going to be a hard-hitting debate? The first two have been so far.
Expect an assertive debate, assertive performances by both candidates, maybe not quite the Fight Club atmosphere we saw of the last debate. For one thing, they'll be sitting this time. For another thing, they'll be discussing foreign policy, very weighty matters of international consequence. So expect them both to perhaps try to look a little bit more like world leaders, not maybe get down and dirty quite so much as they did in that last debate where everyone really remarked on sort of the theatrics of the moment.
I think we can safely assume the attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya will get quite the airing tonight.
It will get quite the airing. Expect Romney to say Benghazi and Libya a lot, and expect Obama to say bin Laden a lot. Now, count how many times you hear bin Laden tonight. Romney's really been pressing this point about the attack on the consulate in Libya all year. Foreign policy has been a big advantage for Obama, which is unusual for a Democratic presidential candidate. He suddenly looked vulnerable on this issue because of the administration's handling of the attack. And in the last debate, we saw Romney try to push this point and essentially lose on a technical point. His larger point was sort of lost in semantics when he said President Obama had never used the word terrorist or terror at the Rose Garden, and then Candy Crowley jumped in to say, well, in point of fact, he did use that word. And so it was a missed opportunity for Romney. You can bet that he went back and worked on his answer on Libya, and we should see that come up again tonight.
You know, 15 days to go before the election, and all indications are this is pretty much a dead heat in this race. I can't imagine the stakes could be any higher than they are tonight.
Not be any higher. At the same time, it's unlikely tonight will have the outsized impact on the election that the first debate did. That Denver debate where Romney came out so strong and we saw kind of a rusty and lackluster performance from President Obama really seemed to shift the momentum of this debate in Romney's favor. It's an open question whether the second debate where President Obama did perform better did much to slow that momentum. We weren't seeing it late last week. Obama's folks argue that is starting to emerge, that they're stabilizing again. But there's a new Gallup poll out that shows a tight race. Politico, George Washington University Battleground tracking poll now shows Romney ahead, though still within the margin of error. These are razor-thin numbers we're seeing in these polls. So this last debate on foreign policy, traditionally the third debate does not make as much of a difference. There's some hefty sports competition going on tonight, so we may not see the viewership numbers we did before. And then you'll see both sides turn immediately to their ground game, to rallying their base, to trying to persuade that small margin of undecided voters still out there in the country.
Thank you, Rachel. Appreciate it. Rachel Smulkin is White House editor for Politico.